Hello, everybody. This is Beast from the East. This is Sean. I am here at Tyke's Games in Athens. It is a local hobby store, to put it mildly. I'm here with the owner of the place. His name is Sean Holland. He's going to tell us a bit about the store and how long it's been running, and even why it would be of interest to you, of beastly interest. Sean, how are you doing, sir?
I'm just fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad you are here. How long has Tyke's been here in Athens?
15 years. We actually just celebrated our anniversary.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And what was part of the celebration for the 15th anniversary?
Actually, we didn't. We weren't organized enough to actually have a celebration this year.
Okay. No problem. Well, will there be a forthcoming celebration then?
I don't know. We'll see.
But in fact, let's talk about why it should be celebrated. What is the What does Tyke's do? What is the mission?
Tyke's Games is our friendly local game shop. We cover everything from board games to card games to role playing games. They're all face to face games you play with other people, not games played on a computer. And we aim to build a community among people who play such games. We have game clubs that meet here. We have tournaments. We have demos. It's all designed to get people involved and teach them new games. We also deal with a lot of, well, not as much as we used to, but we also deal with a bit of anime, a bit of manga, some other pop culture stuff, so we try to have a bit of everything, as much as our space allows.
Absolutely, and in fact, that's how I found out about it, because through UG Anime over here on campus, because Tyke's is, you've had some wonderful deals that you've been able to give, mm-hmm. give UGA's anime club, in fact, and you have an excellent selection, which has had some great markdowns. Want to talk about?
Yes, we used to run DVDs, but that market ended up drying up. So we have quite a few of the series left. They're obviously on DVD. They're all in really good condition, or we wouldn't be selling them. And they're all very reasonably priced. Most of them are $3 per DVD, and we have a variety of interesting series. Most of them are, of course, a bit older, but they're all quite fun. And if you're interested in such things, they're here. We also have a clearance on our T-shirts, which are mostly anime-themed, and we have a variety of anime soundtracks that we are also clearancing. So if any of those are interesting to you, please come down.
Absolutely. And in fact, right now I'm actually wearing a T-shirt from the anime series Sayuki, and I believe the price I paid for it was about $8?
Probably, yeah.
But wonderful deals going on. So about role-playing games, what have been some of your favorites?
Well, I've played a lot over the years. Currently, I'm playing Pathfinder, which is fantasy. It's an evolution of Dungeons & Dragons, which is the one most people know.
Yeah.
I also play Legend of the Five Rings, which is a short description of Metro Samurai, and that was fun. And I do a variety of what are called the indie games, which are small press games. So it depends on what's going on and what people are interested in. One of my groups is very eclectic, and we tend to bounce from game to game. And the other one is much more stable and tends to stick with more mass market games. So right now that group's playing Legend of the Five Rings, and the other group, I'm not actually sure we're going to be playing next, but we've played a variety of things there. And then other things, on occasion I do a Shadowrun demo monthly, for example, when Shadowrun is a game that mixes cyberpunk and magic set in the near future, which is pretty crazy, but it can be a lot of fun.
magnificent. And you also have some crossover titles, am I right?
Oh, between other pop culture properties, yes. So there are a variety. We have some anime-inspired and Japanese culture-inspired role-playing games, Legend of the Five Rings actually being one. We also have a variety of board games that are licensed to Star Wars and Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica and a few others, so there's quite a bit of crossover from the geek community. If you're a gamer, you tend to like to at least have the opportunity to game in your favorite settings. So.
And what is it? What is a geek to you? Break it down.
It's someone who is really into what they like. Generally, it's some pop culture, and generally for us tends to shade into fantasy or science fiction. But I mean, people can be geeky about anything. There. You know.
This is true. This is true.
My wife, for example, is a bit of a yarn geek, so as well as being interested in science fiction and fantasy. So.
Indeed, and because of her anime geekdom, mm-hmm. that's how your selection got
yep.
brought in.
Yeah, she was back when we started up. She was very, very into anime. She's just due to work and life, has not been able to keep up with that as much as you'd like. So, and as you know, the anime scene changes so quickly.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's almost daunting in order to carry a conversation. And it helps to have viewing clubs, you know, with people who are on the same plane. What are some of your favorite anime titles?
I'm a huge fan of Cowboy Bebop.
Yes.
And some of my early favorites were Bubblegum Crisis,
right,
and Ghost in the Shell, which I got to see on the big screen, the original movie, during its first American release.
Oh, wow.
Which was just spectacular. So the opening scene where the Major drops off the rooftop on the big screen was just so cool.
Oh, my gosh. And speaking of which, you know that that Cine, Cine here in downtown Athens, they're actually doing a Studio Ghibli, they're going to be doing a Studio Ghibli event.
I did not know that. That's very cool.
It's going to be going on, I think it's going to be from the, I believe it's going to be from the about the 21st of this month all the way to around, I think, the 27th of October. But they're doing a Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, and Spirited Away. Okay. So they're going to run them each for a week. So.
Excellent choices.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I'll see if I can get down for that.
Most definitely. And you also sell snacks here, am I right?
Yes. We try and. People like to have something to eat when they game, so we try and help them out. But we have sodas and basic snacks. Not the variety varies from how recently we've been to pick them up. So yes, we're happy to sell those to other people wandering by too. If you're in need of a drink or something to eat.
Here. I'm in fact, like in the spirit of Super H Mart and the like. When I first heard about Taiki's. From the UG Anime folks, I was, there was a glorious period when, no disrespect to the current glory and 15 year anniversary of it here at Taiki's, but there was a period when you would sell, when you would sell Japanese candies and
yeah, we just our supplier changed and it became harder to get them, so we had to drop out of that market, which is too bad because I love some of those snacks.
Delicious. What are some of your favorites off the top?
Well, Pocky, of course. Yes. I'm a big fan of. I really like the gummies. The Japanese gummies I find very satisfying. Let's see, Haishu.
When I was overseas, I got to try the strawberry Kit Kats, and they had white chocolate. I mean, it's just
my friend Frank, who lives in Japan now, has a huge collection. I think he has over 50 types of Kit Kats he's collected.
It's incredible. One of my favorite drinks was Koo. It had a little funny little character. He was gray, had like a pointed head, and he would just go, Koo.
I like hand coffee. I just find that highly amusing.
Well, Sean, this has been a pleasure. Also, what are your hours here at Taiki's?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're open late on a few nights, and I'm usually here slightly earlier than 11, so if you come by and the open sign is out, we're open.
Okay, and there's a website, yes?
Yes, www.taikisgames.com.
And on Facebook?
Yes.
And in fact, on Facebook, they are also friends of us, Beast from the East, on Facebook. And in fact, Beast is now, we've now gone from the WOG 90.5 FM radio show to a podcast, and it is at scpolite.podomatic.com. But on our Facebook page, on our friends list, we also have Taiki's Games, and we will let you know whenever there are special deals going on. But it's definitely worth checking out. What's the address here?
1056 South Lincoln Street. We're right across from Myers Hall.
And a phone number?
706-354-4500.
All right, well, magnificent. And as these plushy toys, what price are these plushy toys in here?
Oh, they're most of them are imports, so they're mostly in the $20 range. So they're semi-pricey, I guess.
Okay.
But we've got some fun ones. We still have a stuffed Ein left from Cowboy Bebop. And, and the Grunty from Hacksign.
Well, magnificent. Well, thank you so much, Sean.
And thank you.
And this has been an interview with here at Beast from the East, your source of the awesome DD Power Level music of Japan. We will see you soon.